How far along are you on your quest right now?
So I am exactly 75% done. I've hiked 36 so far. So it's a feat that I've accomplished twice already. This year, it was very important for me to accomplish the task once again. And since I'm strongly opposed to Northern Pass, I thought it would be a good opportunity to raise awareness.
What worries you most about the project?
I believe that there are smarter ways that we could approach New England's energy policy. You know, if constructed, Northern Pass is going to crowd out our own renewables producers, and it's going to leave a hideous scar through the heart of our state. I'm also a strong believer in property rights, and I don't believe that any private company such as Northern Pass should have the opportunity to take land via eminent domain for a for-profit venture.
How do you respond to those who say it would bring needed power from a renewable resource?
It's just one of many renewable resources, and a better policy is for New England to have many small, geographically distributed energy producers.
Why do you feel that Northern Pass would crowd out other renewable sources?
Because Quebec's energy is subsidized. So, if we were to build our own smaller local renewable sources, they could make our energy uncompetitive.
You mean economically they just can't compete?
Yes.
What has the response been from those who hear about what you're doing?
What's been really great for me is I've had the opportunity to connect with a lot of hikers out on the trail and just, discuss the project with them and sometimes even change their views, towards the project. It surprises me that there's so little awareness amongst this group of people who come and they explore our mountains every week. And so it's been really nice for me to get the conversation rolling and help let these people know that this project's slated to come through the heart of our mountains.
Is there a distinct difference in the response you get from those you meet on the trail and people you talk to who aren't avid hikers?
No, I wouldn't say there's any. I'd say the biggest difference is that hikers, who are visiting our mountains, for recreation and because they genuinely, are in love with the beauty of our White Mountain region, they feel more passionate about preserving that landscape.
What will you do after you finish the 48 summits?
I'll continue to hike them for the rest of my life, I think. I have a secondary project that I'm working on called the White Mountain Grid, which is trying to hike all of the 4,000 footers in every calendar month. But I will always be in the mountains hiking and running and just enjoying their beauty.